Good morning. My name is Karen Brygger, and I'm currently a collections intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. Today, I'd like to tell you about the Danish tradition of celebrating Sankt Hans Aften. If you would happen to be in Denmark next Saturday, you wouldn't be able to miss that in the evening, people would gather at coasts or in parks, light large bonfires, and sing together. This celebration of Midsummer takes place every year on the evening before the birthday of John the Baptist. In Denmark, I should mention, holidays like this one and even Christmas are celebrated on the evening before the day itself. So, it may sound strange that a secular and Protestant nation celebrates the birth of a Catholic saint, but this Midsummer celebration dates back to long before the Christian Church came to Denmark. In pre-Christian times, people in Denmark celebrated the two extreme positions of the sun in the sky at the winter and summer solstice, respectively. But after the arrival of the Christian Church, priests and missionaries reinterpreted and adapted these celebrations to better fit the teachings of the Church. The new Midsummer celebration, the celebration of the birth of John the Baptist, or Sankt Hans in Danish, was placed on the 23rd of June, the evening before the 24th of June, since John the Baptist was born 6 months before Jesus, according to the Bible. In the same way, the celebration of winter solstice, the celebration of the signs that the sun is slowly re-emerging and the days are getting longer, the Church ordered to be a celebration of the birth of Jesus. Before the Midsummer celebration became a Christian holiday, however, Midsummer would be celebrated with games, dancing and drinking, and it was believed that the magic forces of nature were stronger than usual on the Midsummer night, so people would gather healing plants on this night to gain from their strong healing powers. On many of the bonfires lit in Denmark next Saturday, you might notice a life-size doll dressed to look like a witch. Although witches were burned at the stake in Denmark in the 16th and 17th century, this tradition has its roots elsewhere. In the second part of the 19th century, traveling German craftsmen brought the tradition of burning a witch doll at the bonfire at Midsummer to Denmark. The story is that on this special evening, the witches all fly to the mountain Brocken or Blocksberg in Germany, where they meet with the devil. The purpose of the fire would then be to scare the witches and evil spirits that lurked in the night away and send them off to Blocksberg. Today, Sankt Hans Aften has lost both its Catholic and its heathen and superstitious meaning. It's instead a family event with picnics and community singing. The evening will often begin with a speech delivered by a prominent member of the society, followed by lighting of the bonfire, which may or may not have a witch doll at the center. Then a song called Midsommervisen, the Midsummer Song, is sung. The song dates back to the 1880s, and it's about how Midsummer is the loveliest time of the year in Denmark. If you're not going to be in Denmark this Saturday, but still want to experience this Danish tradition, you can come to the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn tomorrow at 6 p.m. There we'll have our own celebration of Midsummer in the tradition of Sankt Hans Aften. There'll be a bonfire, children's games and community singing, and we will serve hot dogs, snacks and drinks, and the Danish summertime classic snobrød, which is homemade twisted bread on a stick that you bake over the embers of the bonfire. If it rains, we will celebrate inside, but without the bonfire. You do not have to be a member of the museum to join us tomorrow night, and admission to the museum is free. Just bring your own chairs and blankets and be prepared for a fun celebration of Midsummer.